With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He is a student and the son of a sheriff's deputy, the man arrested in yesterday's deadly shooting at Florida State University, Tallahassee.
Two people were killed and at least six wounded before police shot and wounded the gunman. Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil identified the suspect as 20-year-old Phoenix Ickner.
And he's the son of a Leon County Sheriff deputy.
McNeil says one of the deputy's guns may have been used in the shooting.
Unfortunately, her son had access to one of her weapons, and that was one of the weapons that was found at the scene.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Disgusting, a word used by the White House to describe Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen's meeting with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia in El Salvador. The White House describes Abrego-Garcia as an illegal alien MS-13 terrorist. He is imprisoned in El Salvador, and that country's president says he is not going to be released. Also at SRNNews.com, a former congressman is urging the U.S. to look to Africa as a new source of critical rare earth minerals currently being supplied by China.
Former Utah Congressman Chris Stewart says the trade war with China should be a wake-up call.
The national security industrial base is dependent on these critical minerals.
Stewart says it's time for the U.S. to look for new partnerships for rare earth minerals.
Why not help some of our friends in Africa? Help them develop economically.
He says it's vital the U.S. develop a new and more reliable source of rare earth minerals.
The national security implications and the economic security implications are just enormous.
Stewart was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump is not pleased with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and is threatening to fire him. The president accusing Powell of foot dragging, complaining that he often moves too slow. This is SRN News. Something new at libraries in Sacramento.
You can get books, magazines, movies, e-books, audiobooks, games, and now contraceptives. 12 libraries in the Sacramento system are now giving away contraceptives in a partnership with Planned Parenthood. Those items are out in plain view on a shelf which includes information aimed at children and QR codes they can use to link to the Planned Parenthood website. Officials say the program will probably expand to more libraries soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department for not complying with its order that males be banned from playing against females in school sports. The lawsuit, announced by Attorney General Pam Bondi, escalates a dispute over whether the state is abiding by a federal law that bars discrimination in education based on sex. The lawsuit follows weeks of feuding between the Republican administration and Democratic Governor Janet Mills. This is SRN News. A popular college sports broadcaster is calling it a career.
Lee Corso's nearly four-decade run on ESPN's College Game Day is coming to an end. Corso, the longtime ESPN broadcaster and former coach, widely known for his endearing expressions and elaborate headgear picks, is set to retire after a career with the show that began in 1987, ESPN announced. The network said his final broadcast will be August 30th, week one of the 2025 college football season. The network added additional programming to celebrate Corso is also planned. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
A federal judge imposing new restrictions on the Department of Government Efficiency's access to Social Security systems that hold the personal data of millions of Americans. U.S. District Judge Ellen Hollander issuing a preliminary injunction in the case brought by a group of labor unions and retirees. More details at SRNNews.com.